you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mink are now testing positive for the COVID-19 in the United States. Millions of mink actually destroyed in Denmark in an effort to halt the spread of the virus. A new report from Oregon confirms that mink on U.S. farms are now testing positive. On Friday, Oregon agriculture officials said several mink and farm workers on a mink farm in that state had tested positive.
The minks should wear masks. Do the farmers get close and cough in the mink's face? Don't minks look like big, long ferrets except a flat nose?
Yeah. Sure. Pretty much.
I thought they did. I just saw a recent photo of one, or I wouldn't know at all what they look like.
Other mink farms in Utah, Michigan, and Wisconsin have not only seen positive cases in the animals, several thousand mink have died because of the disease.
Can the mink give it to humans if you're too close to a mink?
Not aware of that, but they don't want it to happen. Right. Millions of Danish mink. May have to.
What do they call minks? I'm sorry, I was slow with that. I was drinking, and Nick's mic was down.
Puss from the background.
Through a mask, too. He walks in with his mask on.
Over there, then.
You had to get it in.
Right. He was walking in to turn you on.
Don't you know you're supposed to pull your mask down when you yell at the ref? Spew your COVID breath right on him?
That's what our coach does.
I was in the hallway between the doors when I heard the silence of Craig waiting for the comment.
I was drinking, and you were putting...
I was walking, and Todd wasn't going to jump in, so I had to wait.
In Denmark... The mink were getting the COVID, so they had to kill them all, more than 10 million of them so far. Not all of them were buried properly.
Now, they can't pass on it.
Burying the mink last night.
Can they pass that on to humans? Is that where they're killing them?
That's why I asked. No, they're killing each other.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, they can't have that. They are of fears of coronavirus mutation.
It's the mink strain.
Stop sucking face with your mink.
This is one of those out of an abundance of caution thing. We're just going to kill them all.
So they had to kill more than 10 million of them so far. Not all of them in Denmark were buried properly. Some were buried in shallow pits in the wrong kind of soil, and the carcasses are now emerging from the ground.
Well, pet cemetery.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I thought maybe just there was a bunch of Denmark dogs digging them up.
No, they're just emerging from the ground. As the bodies decay, gases can be formed.
Oh, this is freaking me out.
This causes the whole thing to expand a little. In the worst cases, the mink get pushed out of the ground. In one place, the problem is that the sandy soil is too light, so they had to lay a bunch more soil on top of the dead mink.
Bury them deep, boys.
Because they're going to bloat.
That's gross, man.
Yeah, I saw your girl... Minka Kelly in some movie this weekend. I'm trying to think what I watched.
Oh, I know you watched something. I've seen it too. Oh, no.
She's in Portland.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Good little independent flick.
I knew you'd like it. I knew you'd like it. I'm glad you did. I love that movie. It's on video on demand. I love the two dudes. The whole movie's cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So realistic, too. I believe it is.
Just a good story.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So in Denmark, they discovered that a mutated version of the virus could have jeopardized the effectiveness of future vaccines. So they don't want that. So that's another reason why you kill the mink.
Minks are no good for coats?
Apparently, you just can't have them around.
I watched a lot of stories about the vaccine this weekend. They didn't bring anybody to pee on it because Dr. Mina was busy. I'm sorry. I love her.
I saw several. Hell, just in the last 2 days, I've seen people worried about these things.
Well.
A lot.
I know. But in general, they're looking forward to having it out there.
They're all hopeful.
Yes. But I saw only one guy peeing on it. He really wasn't peeing on it. He was peeing on basically nobody wanting to get it, which is stupid.
Yeah, that's been the concern that right. I've seen raised by more people. Is,
right.
Yeah, okay,
idiots,
now,
yeah.
Now the challenge is
as
getting
a Red Bull.
To get it.
Yeah. As he sips a Red Bull and vodka. I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in that vaccine. My arm's going to hurt. Give it to me.
I saw the idea floated of paying people to take it.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Andrew Yang I saw.
Yeah.
Who was floating that idea.
Yeah.
Pay people to get the vaccine.
That would get those people that don't want to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like $1,000 or something like
whatever.
That. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Give them $20.
Little incentive check.
There's $20.
Right.
Get a shot.
100 for sure. People would be getting in line for that.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll throw in a six-pack.
Right. Right there at the CVS.
Yeah. Right.
Here's $20 at a six-pack at the CVS.
Of your choice.
Yeah.
That would incentivize them.
Whatever's at CVS.
Just a mountain of six-packs and a whole bunch of little vials.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on in.
Grab a six-pack on the way out.
You'd have dudes go from refusing to get it to getting like six of them.
I got two cases.
Oh,
are you worried about six vaccines?
I'm super immune.
We don't even know what's in it.
That's a good idea to get people to comply.
Right.
Well, it would be guaranteed to increase the number.